overcrowding. Angela Rayner insists the public will be kept safe despite warnings from the head of the Met Police and MI5. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has eliminated senior Hamas leader Mohammed Sinwar. It's believed he was killed when a hospital in southern Gaza was targeted earlier this month, killing 28 people. And Princess Diana's brother says a farmhouse on the estate of her former family home has been burnt by vandals. Earl Spencer says no one was inside the property on the Althorp estate overnight.
Sport.
Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says he wants his players to prove they have a winning mentality when they take on Real Betis in the Conference League final this evening. They already know they'll be playing in Europe's top competition, the Champions League, next year, regardless of the result. New Hearts boss Derek McInnes will go up against Neil Lennon's Dunfermline after they were drawn against each other in the group stages of next season's Scottish League Cup. Newly promoted Premiership side Livingston will face an all top tier clash with Kilmarnock in Group A, while Scott Brown's Ayr United will take on St Mirren in Group D. Celtic, Rangers, Hibs, Dundee United and Aberdeen are exempt from the first phase due to being in Europe. And Jamie Smith will open the batting for England's cricketers in the first one-day international against the West Indies at Edgbaston. It's Harry Brooks' first match as new permanent captain. He'll bat either side of Joe Root and former skipper Joss Butler.
Weather
with eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Some heavy rain in the north overnight. Showers elsewhere with a low of 6 degrees. A mix of sunny spells and more showers tomorrow. Highs of 24. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Sunita Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thang.
Radio X.
Thank you very much indeed, Doc. Just Templeton. I'm Johnny Vaughan. This is the 4 till 7 thing. I'm laughing because one of you's found Liam's arms.
Unbelievable work.
Thank you so much. We've been looking for a shot of Liam's arms.
I can't believe there's evidence.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Thank you so much. It took them a long time. It's Chris Cooper.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Also, thanks to Izzy for a tremendous afternoon show. Hi, Izzy Pan. I reckon you should have your own indie bar in London blazing out the tunes. There's nout like that there now. And you play the best tunes. That's from Lanky Egypt.
Lanky Egypt's a strange name.
Well, no, he's called Lanky, but he's calling himself Lanky
Egypt.
I think he's Lanky in Egypt.
Probably, yeah.
Rather than Lanky Egypt. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love Radio X Classic Rock. Someone else has texted in to say it's got nothing to do with us here, that.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. If you want that, you hit Global Player, the official app of Radio X, or you go and just get yourself a decent DAB radio.
Mm.
Get it on there. Magnificent show, Izzy. You're certainly giving us the best of you while we listen on the app after a black run at Courchevel. Well, this time of year, there's no snow. Right, ladies and gentlemen, what are you doing Thursday? I'm busy Thursday. Ask what I'm doing Thursday. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
It's a 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. I've got a massive hour for you. Coming up, Handle With Care, It Bonds in Seconds. James Bonds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. Great wordplay.
Thanks.
Great.
Actually, well, it's all right. Plus, I've got all the latest from the world of e-flight, yeah?
Mm.
I've got three stories that are going to show you just about the future of cities, really.
Oh.
About how I'm going to lay that out for you. Just going to give you a bit of a vision of the future. I've got that coming up as well, which is exciting.
Mm.
The Woodman has got a 200-year-old quack trying to clean up what can only be described as an horrendous mess.
Yeah.
In his heroic little slot. There's an horrendous mess in his heroic little slot, but he's going to clean it up.
Yeah.
Do you know what? This tune I'm about to play you, first released in Belgium, which is unlikely. It was first released in Belgium. It is the lead single from their fourth studio album. But who is it? Well, that album's Velociraptor, they're Kasabian. You can relax back and got this, we'll take it from here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to
start your engine!
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Radio X. Radio X.
Until Sally, I was never happy. So much more. Rain clouds, oh, they used to chase me. Down they would fall. Join my tears. Allay my fears. Said to me from heaven, Sally, said, to me from heaven, Sally Cinnamon, you're my world, you are my world. Your eyes are gazing back from every little piece of glass. You seem to smile from every place. Tell me, Cinnamon, you are my world.
They're ballads to unrequited love. In this case, she loves another woman. How about that?
Yeah.
Very few people listen to the lyrics, but it's in there. It's in there.
Mm.
He loves her. Turns out she digs another chick. Yeah?
Right.
Sally Cinnamon. Tremendous! This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. It's 4:11. So, guys, I was reading the papers that and this might be a situation perhaps one of you would like to fill. Not you here, but like Gav maybe could.
Sure.
Certainly my dad could.
Mm-hmm.
For your ply only, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What?
MI5 is hiring a carpenter to help protect the nation from the threat of terrorism.
What?
And hostile states such as Russia and Iran. The successful recruit will be deployed. Can I just say Russia haven't done anything to me yet?
Go on.
Mm. Or anyone I know.
Mm-hmm.
And neither of the Iranians.
Sure.
They're telling us they're hostile. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been out and about today, had a nice day, didn't do anything today. anyway, the successful recruit will be deployed in the field to help on top secret intelligence gathering missions like installing bugging devices in furniture.
I see. So they need skilled trades.
This is a great character.
Yeah, it is.
He's just accompanying Daniel Craig or whatever, or Bond, just coming along.
And are his tools like really smart?
Yeah.
You know, they just like click together. Q has given him his nail gun.
They've just got to work out.
Right. Mm. Yeah,
presumably, I think that would arouse suspicion. He's got to look like a sort of regular car, chippy.
Yeah.
Right.
But again, Gav, at this stage, we don't know.
We don't know. I wonder what his code name will be.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I like the idea of James Bond giving him that mission timetable and then going, how are we looking getting these? He says, when are they arriving? He's going, well, they're getting here probably next month. And going, poor. You're kidding me.
Are they still telling you July?
They're still telling you July. But I love the idea of them being delayed by a guy who's just sort of like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like in the background of like a James Bond film, you can see a guy and there's about 2 inches of butt crack.
Sure.
Under a table. Sure. And Daniel, I know whoever's Bond's going, quick, hurry up, I'm going as fast as I can. All right.
Can't rush a mitre joint like this.
You can't rush a joint like that. And also the stuff's got a bond.
Yeah.
It's going to take at least 7 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, dear, who's put this in?
Yeah. I can't mix the Araldite any other way, mate. You won't get the bond. Anyway, 83936. Lee, who's 43, says, I've never met a chip. You can keep their mouth shut. That's your problem. Which is that would be the problem as well.
You know, Russia's going in the pub and going,
yeah, I've been doing a bit of secret work.
I've been in Finland.
Yeah, I've been doing it. I can't discuss it, really. I don't think the Russian embassy would be. Anyway, 83936. 83936 for all your...
Can it be any trades? Can you have, like, the spark who loved me?
You can have that. You absolutely can have the spark. You know, you have the living downlights.
A quantum of mortis.
Right. The man with the... yes, the man with the golden nail gun.
Nice. Mm. Yeah.
Dr. Not Till Thursday. Sorry, mate. Expecting a part. 83936, please. Keep those coming in. 83936. Exciting.
Mm. Well, there we go. An exciting song, yes.
Yeah, shouldn't have got out of the old relationship, should you?
Exactly.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. The security services are looking for a chippy. In the battle against Iran and Russia.
counter-terrorism plumbers.
Counter-terrorism plumbers. Got someone texting and saying they are both a chippy and a carpenter.
Mm.
Double threat.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
No, they must be rich as Croesus.
They should use a they could use a man such as you. Alan in Market Harbour has done something. I'm not going to read it, actually.
Dr. No Nails, I quite like.
Dr. No Nails, I really like that, Gavin.
That's like a view to a drill.
Yeah, look, we've had license to drill.
Yeah.
We've had all those, and, oh, please.
From Screwfix with Love.
Yeah.
That's Matthew.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Chris Allen suggests Ply Another Day.
I love Ply Another Day.
That's good.
That's very good. See, you like these, don't you, son?
Yeah. I've
never seen you go off so enthusiastic.
Andy and Wrexham goes, you only pay twice.
Yeah, which I really like.
And, of course, Andrew from Chester says the code name surely has to be MFI.
MFI, yeah. He works, he's an MFI
operative.
Working for MFI. Yeah. I liked Octoputty.
Oh, yeah.
But I like that. No Nails. I like that.
The T is not enough.
Yeah, that's good.
You always measure twice.
Quantum of sawdust. Like that.
That's good.
Very much indeed.
Yeah, yeah.
No. What? Thank you very much for that.
Dry Another Day for the decorators.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
good. Thanks very much for that.
Yeah. yeah. On Checker Trades recommended service.
Can I just say, what's amazing is some of you actually getting now into the area of dialogue. Avoid that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because loads of you are now writing little scenes, little scenarios. I mean, it's lovely, it's entertaining, but a lot of them we can't do. Anyway, 83936, please. If I was you, a lot of you, I'd look up some Bond titles because a lot of you seem to be stuck in the 60s. Can I just say, they made quite a lot after, say, I don't know, Moonraker. Yeah, we haven't gone particularly past that. 83936, more next.
Johnny Vaughan. With Thatcher's Haze. What cloudy cider's supposed to taste like. Radio X.
Are you tired of asking the big questions like, what's the meaning of life? Does God even exist? And how much swearing can you fit into a West End musical? You're in luck. The Book of Mormon has the answers. Well, to one of them at least. See the show that the Daily Mail calls outrageously profane with a beautiful heart. The Book of Mormon might not answer all of life's great questions, but it's the funniest, most outrageous show to ever hit the West End. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews. You'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to put the kids to bed, stack the dishwasher, or find inner peace. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
It's your home, darling. Let's make it fabulous. High scoring isn't my forte, but there's no arguing with Trustpilot ratings. Shottily Fabulous have an expert team of fitters who specialise in one thing, simply gorgeous window shutters. Made to measure, hand finished, and expertly installed. Make your home Shottily Fabulous. So don't dither, darling. Book a free consultation with our expert shutter fitters today.
Hi there. I'm off this week. Apparently, we're more productive at work after a good holiday. So, I'm counting this Caribbean rum distillery tour as professional development. Yours, Colin.
Take your holiday as seriously as British Airways Holidays take your holiday.
Atoll protected.
Your mission, should you choose to accept.
The final reckoning is here. What a rush. 5 stars, The Guardian.
Let's hear it.
Unrelentingly tense, The Telegraph. 5 stars.
What is your plan?
Needs to be seen to be believed. NME.
Right to the point.
Tom Cruise.
I need you to trust me one last time.
The best time you'll have at the cinema this summer. Hey, you guys. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. In cinemas now. Filmed for IMAX. Also available in 4DX and ScreenX.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hi, Johnny Vaughan. It's Chris Moyles here, and I've got James from the Chris Moyles Show with me. Isn't that right, James?
Hi.
Hi. And now, yesterday, Johnny, I told you that Tim Key was going to be on the show the next day, today, and he wasn't because James screwed up the day that he was coming in. Oh. So he assures me that Tim Key will be on the show tomorrow. Isn't that right?
Correct.
Hmm. Find out if James has messed up again, or will Tim Key be on our show in the morning on the Chris Moyles Show?
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
At Morrison's, for this week's fresh weekly specials, save a third with our British Meat Pack for £15. That's 22 pieces, including 6 burgers, 8 sausages, 4 pork loin steaks, and 4 salmon cut sizzle steaks. So fire up the barbecue, whatever the weather. Invite your mates, all of the neighbours, and your cousins, because that really is great value for a proper feast. Fresh from Market Street. Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online and Morrison's Daily. Ends 29th of May.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe, pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean. Topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams. And I thought these shoes just don't suit me. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, cause I'm wearing my brand new shoes. Woke up late one Thursday and I'm seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes. And I felt like there were 2 days missing as I focused on the time. Then I made my way to the kitchen, but I had to stop from the shock of what I found. A room full of all of my friends all dancing round and round. And I thought, hello, new shoes, bye-bye and blues. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting, oh. Short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, cause I'm wearing my brand new shoes. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so wearing my brand new shoes. Oh, hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, cause I'm wearing my brand new shoes.
New shoes. fourth single that was from his debut album, These Streets. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. It's just coming out to 4:30. I'm Johnny Vaughan. So there was an article in the paper just saying that MI5 are looking for a carpenter. Lots of you actually said, seriously, John, can you give us some details? So I love the fact you might be in with a shout. Well,
yeah.
Applicants must have City and Guilds level 2.
Yep.
I don't know what it goes up to.
It's probably level 2.
B-Tech.
Okay.
An NVQ or equivalent qualification
right.
in carpentry and joinery. That's going to rule a lot of you out.
Right.
Your work will encompass maintenance, repair and construction within secure facilities, including hardening of critical infrastructure and creating bespoke spaces in many different types of property. Mm. Here's the interesting bit. We're the judge of that, John. Another aspect of the role, and a very exciting part of it, is occasionally deploying within the UK on intelligence gathering operations.
Ooh. Oh, man, that's exciting.
Utilising your trade skills to directly contribute to the security of our nation. Mm. You'll be required. Now, this is another one that's going to hold a lot of you back.
Go on.
You'll be expected to maintain levels of fitness. But no, chippies, that should be like plasterers. That would affect them.
Do you think?
Do you know what, though? The scaffolders have been Debbie all over that.
Yeah, they've got unusual strength for quite skinny.
No, they're
quite
too, skinny they're, crowd, they're too strong.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
But what they want there is like a sort of an ear-wigging chippy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're going to send you in as Father's Soul work team. Yeah. Doing it up.
So, because also you can cover up what you're up to with that little those impact drivers and things. It just sounds like you're working.
Is he listening a bit? He's we've got loads of you who've got some great titles in.
Yeah.
Some of your Chris Allen thinks on Her Majesty's sanded sideboard. I mean, it's not even...
We're bringing the Queen's furniture into it.
It's so far away. Doctor, no chance for at least 6 weeks, love. It's Jackie Mortington. Thank you very much. Live and let that dry, mate. I'll be back in a couple of days. There's a theme emerging, isn't there?
Roger in Dover says, the world is not in stock.
I love this from Nick in Penkridge, who says, DIY another day?
Wait, we've had loads of people suddenly hit on the DIY thing. And
beautiful.
Suddenly, sorry if we don't read out any more of those, but there's really good. Yeah. Tomorrow Never DIYs.
Yeah.
Loads of those.
Nigel's gone for On Her Majesty's Boiler Service.
Which is very good. What else we got? The Living Skylights. Jeff in Winsford says, one for the roofers.
Diamond drills are forever. That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thunder ball cock.
Nice.
Again, one for the plumbers.
That's David. Yeah.
They're looking for a chippy, not a plumber. Mm. All right.
A view to a build from Leonessa.
Very good.
Very nice.
The next Bond, Unibond.
Hey! Gold hammer.
Yeah, we've had
that. That'd be funny if a chippy had like gold tools, if he was really showing off like a hip hop.
But also,
star,
but his hammer was what? He made it out of a lighter and a pen. Yeah. Look, that was exactly, it. It was no more sophisticated. No. You know, that gun sort of fits in.
Yeah.
And he says, look at this.
Yeah.
A lighter, a screw in a pen.
That's a ball peen hammer now.
A useless hammer.
Right. From Brushes with Love.
Very
nice.
Good. The weld is not enough.
Very good.
Oh! And from the Hersham Boy Cooks, one of them asks, would these films be starring Bodger Moore?
Hey!
He definitely had to be called Jim Bond.
Mm. Yeah, he would. Yeah.
Be Jim.
Yeah.
And his name's Jim. Jim Bond. go against the whole format. This is the Coral.
Shut the bedroom window in the morning. Go to the shop, make plans to be leaving. Thought I was sleeping, it was just a dream. An alley cat chewing on dead meat. In the morning,
2 acre. Tiana toast to yesterday's capers in the morning. She wrote my name on the red telephone box. When I got there, she'd already rubbed it off. But it's still the same.
Love is Noise, Ashcroft, was on the Breakfast Show the other morning. Check it. You can listen again to that. Global Player, the official app of Radio X. He had a right laugh. He was on with Morrissey and the gang. Right, ladies and gentlemen. Still, everyone's being a bit tight-lipped about any of the what they might have heard about the song list, set list at the Oasis.
They got
nothing out of him. Although, have a look. He might have given some clues out there. I don't know. Global Play. I don't know if he gave some clues. Gotta stop watching Trump on social. It's really it's same pointless. Intonation. It's terrible. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at some of your fantastic ideas. This is MI5. I've put out feelers to recruit a chippy. Now, what's really weird is the other thing I didn't tell you about this, but other bits of the job requirement, is there's a video you can look at on the MI5 website, which isn't a bad website. It's not as good as the CIA. CIA website's brilliant.
It's awesome. There's games you can play in it.
There's a really good kids page, so it teaches kids observation skills, and there's some great... It's a real good one if you're travelling.
Sure.
Yeah. Load it up. I'm not kidding either. It's really good. Yeah. The CIA website's great. It also gives great population stats out.
Sure.
If you're fascinated by that. They're really good on that. Anyway... Unlike most carpenters, the carpenter that MI5 are looking for will need to sign the Official Secrets Act. There'll be the option of overseas travel.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
The unusual role, starting salary, 43 grand. 43 grand? Are you kidding?
Where's the rest?
I did that in the first quota.
Does that include VAT?
Well, I don't know.
Well.
If they're paying cash.
Well.
Yeah, is that cash? It was being advertised this weekend on MI5's website and on its official Instagram account. I don't follow them on Instagram. I will do, though. A video promoting the vacancy features a footage of a person chiseling, sawing and planing a piece of wood. And then you get a point of view of them doing that. And it goes, you're a carpenter and you want to be a spy. It takes a variety of skills to keep the country safe.
That's so funny.
Candidates will have to undergo the most stringent level of security checks. This is what we call developed vetting, incidentally. Solvency tests, see you're not broke.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really important because if you're heavily in debt, you could get blackmailed. So if you are a chip, you're in debt, I say it's gone. Or you're a heavy gambler, which rules a lot of you out.
Ronnie in Sidcup asks an excellent question.
What does he say?
What happened to the last guy?
It's a very good question. It's a very, very
good
question.
That's a very, very good question.
Hang on.
Probably inside a wall.
That is bleak.
That's good. Patio Royale.
Nice.
This is my favourite at the moment. Mel in Huds, you are miles out in the lead with this one. Are you ready? DeWalt is not enough.
Ooh.
Hey! Very, very good. Keep coming in, please. 83936. Ron in Sidcup. That is interesting. If there is someone at MI5 listening, please could you tell us what did happen to the last guy?
Yeah.
It doesn't say in that article.
Yeah.
And I'm genuinely interested. And I know a lot of you there, you listen at Portcullis House.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Down there on down there on Millbank. All right, guys. So do text us. Tell us what happened to the... We might even... if we can have a chat with him, that'd be great. Use that heavily disguised voice. Yeah, I started as a chippy sort of. And then I moved back. And I started doing a bit of painting and decorating.
Once I was qualified, it was all straightforward.
Not so fun like you've seen in the movies. No, but you do get a nice fan. do give us a call and get in touch. Gav's got a hero next.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Thatcher's Haze. The perfect cider for a refreshing summer.
Radio X.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets, and at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the Little Dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plates, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to straighten your hair, finish that work thing, or delete all photos of your ex. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Aldi's British Sirloin is an absolute belter. It's dry-aged for 25 days in Cornish sea salt to make it taste proper banging. This bad boy melts in your mouth. It really is the business. Go all fancy with Aldi, specially selected.
Alex James, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Kick off with the Chris Moyle Show.
Are you going to see Oasis?
Am I going to see them?
Yeah, you're going to see them.
Where is it? Wembley?
Well, they're doing it all over, but yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's a good shed, Wembley. I mean, the last few times Blur played in London, we've done Hyde Park.
Right.
Normally when you see a big band, it's at a festival in a field, but Wembley, you know, it was built for staging massive events, and the sound there is fantastic. No, I won't be going.
You're not going. That was a little mumble right at the end. Oh, yes, fantastic. No, I'm not going. They didn't come see us when I got to
see
that. The rivalry is back.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Tomorrow morning from 6:30.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Change.
waste a moment. Nearly 10 years old, actually.
Wow.
Hard to believe, isn't it, Sons?
Mm-hmm.
10 years old, that.
Mm. Yeah.
Released as a digital download in 2016. Mm. Yep. Hard to believe, isn't it? Hard to believe that. Seems like only yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Thank you so much for all your MI5 puts a job advert out for carpenters texts. Very, very good. Very good. But we've got to take a break from those for the moment because the woman has a hero for us. Hit it, woman. Every day of the week, the woodman furnished with a hero. Today, utterly no exception. It's certainly, my voice sounds strange. I've got really bad hay fever at the moment.
Mm. Have you?
And it's really clagging in the back.
At the back of your throat.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to clear. I just can't get under it.
Mm. Do you know what I find helps?
What? Don't say something ridiculous.
No. When I get hay fever, especially if I'm sneezing from it, I sluice it all out with water and it washes the pollen away. Mm. So you could try gargling.
Oh, Gav, you poor fool.
You know? It's just really easy, straightforward, no drugs involved, just a bit of water.
No, that's not going to do it, though, Gav. I know it's not going to do it.
It won't, Gav.
I've tried everything, Gav. Mm. God knows I've tried. Let's have a hero, see if that helps.
Okay, the hero today, Johnny, is a man called Joseph Guillotin. Just like guillotine, but without the E on the end.
Great. Do you know, I wish I'd gone for that for a stage name.
Great name for
Johnny Guillotine.
Yeah. Anyway, he lived from 1738 to 1814. He was born today in Saintes on the western coast of France, educated by Jesuits in Bordeaux. And by the time he'd written his essay for his degree, the Jesuits were so impressed with him, they invited him to be a professor of literature at another Jesuit college in Bordeaux. He did that for a couple of years, but that was straight out of college. Anyway, he left after a couple of years for Paris, to study medicine and got his doctorate in Paris in 1770, after which he became quite a well-known physician in the city.
Hmm.
He started campaigning for some reforms, especially in the subjects of medicine, capital punishment and torture, which were very common practices still in those days. He campaigned...
Still are.
He campaigned, yes, to have hospitals kept cleaner as part of his medical reform bill in 1791, but he also campaigned for criminal law reform. He initially tried to build momentum for a movement to abolish capital punishment altogether, but it was never going to happen. So what he did was he turned his attention towards making it less cruel, especially for prisoners who weren't rich or nobles or aristocrats. At the time, beheading was the standard execution.
Uh-huh.
And it was usually with an axe or a sword, but only for...
You're talking about the guillotine inventor here.
He didn't invent... Well, kind of. Let me get there.
Well, it's so, just the surname's a bit of a clue.
It's a bit of a clue, but it's not quite how it happened.
Okay.
So what happened was...
Beheading. Is it the guillotine, Gav?
No.
Okay.
Commoners were usually hanged, but not in a clever way where the neck was broken straight away. Yeah, it was just really cruel, and he tried to figure out how... And it was the guillotine. That was his idea.
It's the guillotine.
But it's an interesting irony to it.
What's the guy's surname?
Guillotin.
It's the guillotine.
It is. But you won't believe. So even still in those days, Johnny, they had hanging. They had burned at the stake. You could be burned at the stake still.
Ooh.
You could be death by boiling. I can't believe that. I didn't know that.
No.
18th century France. Dismemberment. Or broken on the wheel, which you don't want to know what that is.
What's broken on the wheel?
It's horrible.
What is broken on the wheel?
They basically get a big wheel, like a carriage wheel, with a metal edge around it, and they break every bone in your body and then tie you into the wheel and leave you for the crows. It's a bit like crucifixion. It's horrible.
Wow, man.
Anyway, so
although,
he...
Do you know what?
So he proposed...
If I had the choice, that's what I'd go for.
Would you?
Yeah, just to show,
broken,
you know,
on the wheel.
Just to show I'm not, I don't care.
Anyway, he proposed a single method for all criminals, noble or common, a machine that would cause instant death by decapitation. His idea was adopted, and even though he never designed the machine, the guillotine was named after
him.
It was his idea. It's something he deeply regretted once the revolutionaries put it to horrific use in the Reign of Terror 2 years later.
Yes.
It was literally as the revolution was happening, was his reform. In fact, he was imprisoned himself by the revolutionaries because he was protecting the family of a count that had sent his wife and children. He nearly got guillotined himself.
If he got guillotined.
Here's the irony. The only thing that saved him was because Robespierre was guillotined instead. So because Robespierre was guillotined, his life was saved. He was let out of prison.
Yeah.
He retired from public life. He continued to work as a doctor, and he campaigned the rest of his life for the abolition of the death penalty. But because his name was guillotine, his message never came across because everyone thought he was for it.
And just to say once again, last use of the guillotine in France, 1977.
Unbelievable stat.
When we're all celebrating
unbelievable
punk
stat.
Rock, a Queen's Silver Jubilee, they Star Wars.
They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yes.
And at least his heart was in the
right
place.
But they were still using the guillotine. What year was Star Wars? 77, or was that? Star Wars was 77. So the year Star Wars came out, they guillotined the last person in Marseille in France.
Unbelievable.
How about that? In fact, the last person that the French actually guillotined, that was Algeria in 1981.
Wow. So but even not later in France.
But not
time.
In France.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that amazing? French are still chopping people's heads off.
Well, either way, he tried his best. Let's salute Joseph Guillotin.
Joseph Guillotin. It was the guillotine then. Because for a while you tried to make out it wasn't.
Oh,
going,
I know,
listen.
I know, but, I know.
It's weird because I always thought it was Madame Guillotine. That's how they always refer to it, don't they?
Well, they add an E to it, don't they? So they've sort of feminized the word. I don't know, maybe.
I think it's also more sinister. Come and see Madame
it's
Guillotine.
It's horrible.
It just adds a much more sinister. This is Gigi Perez. It's Sailor Song. Thank you, Woodman.
Thanks to the John Gold Apple.
Radio X.
In 1925, a genius thought to layer milk chocolate on a digestive biscuit, and the McVitie's chocolate digestive was born. 100 years later, it remains the nation's greatest invention. Now, it's your turn. Could you come up with the next game-changing idea? McVitie's want to hear your inventions and will put the most creative ones on air. For a chance to win a whole heap of futuristic tech, share your invention with us at radiox.co.uk.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery, because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
When you're setting up a new nest,
starting your own flock. Or they just keep on growing. Get more time to pay with VeriPay. Buy now and pay up to 12 months later. And nothing to pay at checkout. Search VeriPay today. Veri, let's make it sparkle. Representative 44.9% APR variable. VeriPay credit provided subject to credit and account status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus.
Hello, I'm currently out of office. An article I read recently said we're more relaxed and more productive after a good break. So, I've gone to Barbados for a month for science. Yours, Toby.
Take your holiday as seriously as British Airways Holidays take your holiday. Atoll protected.
You could be £10,000 richer just in time for summer. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app.
Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, police have been given more time to question a 53-year-old man after a car was driven into a crowd of people in Liverpool. It happened during the football club's victory parade on Monday. Our reporter Liam Gotting has been looking at the latest statement from Merseyside Police.
It says, we can confirm that 7 people remain in hospital in a stable condition following the incident on Water Street back on Monday. As part of the ongoing investigation, we have also been able to identify more people who were injured, with 79 in total.
The Deputy Prime Minister has rejected claims that letting prisoners out of jail early will lead to more crime. It's being looked at in England and Wales to ease overcrowding. Angela Rayner insists the public will be kept safe.
If people are well behaved and deemed not a risk, that they could be tagged and supported.